This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. What an incredible weekend it was. Mike, did you see all the people that made their way to the Falcons training facility up there at Flowery Branch?
Man, I saw the photos Mike Johnson was posting and our buddy D-Led. Thanks, Mike and Kyle. But yeah, it was bananas. I mean, there was literally no room in the inn. Everybody was packed in there. And that's reminiscent. I got to be honest. I'm not trying to be like a hype man. But you got to go back to the early 2000s with Mike Vick to get that kind of juice on the side of the hill, packed to the gills, man. It looked great. And
did.
The enthusiasm, and speaking of enthusiasm, we got Pierce. He was popping. Everybody's talking about him looking for some action out there over the weekend. Love to hear it.
I do too. And it starts, you know, when we talk about, and Raheem said this, guys, as Falcons training camp off today. We're back up there tomorrow. We'll be at Hooters, our spot, our residency, as Mike likes to say, Hooters Mall of Georgia on Tuesday and Thursday, that is. But you don't go into any of these years with any team and say, this is our identity. You don't do that. The team does it. And Mike, what this team could be, and I don't know if it's going to be, but we always talk about toughness and how do you create it. And we've always said this to you guys. You draft guys that are that. And then that translates over to your team. Sometimes your team takes the image of guys that's just who they are. I'm going to tell you this. I think James Pierce, quietly, because he is a quiet guy, he doesn't say a whole lot, is a tough dude. And with the skirmishes that happened over the weekend, and James Pierce was able to calm himself down, get back into it, not my words, that's not what I saw. That's coming from Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, who said he did a really good job of calming himself down, getting back in there. But, Mike, when you talk about, you know, being involved in this stuff, you're trying to create an identity like, hey, it's not good enough. We're not going to take any crap from anybody. And that's on both sides of the ball. We've always liked, you know, whether it's the aggressiveness of Bergeron, who's another quiet guy, McGarry involved in some of this stuff. And again, we're not overblowing this when we talk about, hey, there's always going to be some over, you know, interactions as far as guys getting on each other's nerves. But we're still early in camp, and to hear that there was intensity, there was really good aggression over the weekend, especially on Saturday and Sunday. I like this because I think it's going to help build the identity of this team on both sides of the football.
Right. Nobody wants to see guys getting hurt or busting your hand on a helmet, but it is kind of cool to see some energy. I think all coaches want a level, Carl, of that.
Yes.
And so they go, all right, hold it. You know, and then you've heard about, like in Detroit, where apparently Dan Campbell the first week is saying, all right, that's enough. Practice is over. But I do think everybody wants that, and you don't want the opposite, you know, where you're canceling practice because there is no juice. And guys are sloppy. But one thing we're learning about Pierce, and that's why, you know, we heard those things that were said about him, which now we feel are pretty much erroneous pre-draft, and nothing against him. Just Jalen Walker comes out of the box, you know, wow, a little more, you know, professional and polished in how he handles an interview. But James Pierce might have the higher upside, Carl, because he's just a dude, and he's bigger and he's faster. So we'll see. You know, in a perfect world, both these guys are going to be the bedrock and our bookends, right, on our D-line.
Yeah, Mike, I think the reason why Pierce right now, to me, has an advantage is because they're asking him to do what he's always done. And I think they're trying to make sure that Jalen Walker, as he masters, okay, the skills that they want him to master coming off the edge, is still going through a learning process. For James Pierce, it's literally, you did this at Tennessee, go line up and do what you did. So he's got an edge because, Mike, he's not thinking. He doesn't have to think a whole lot about where I need to be, where I'm lined up, what's going on. And I think for Jalen, that's happening. By the way, he was not practicing yesterday. No worries. He's not injured or anything, but he was on the sidelines.
Right.
And there are going to be days like this, guys, where guys will be off for various reasons, getting work with a trainer, whatever it might be, but nothing to be concerned about. But I'm with you. I think Pierce has a lot of upside, and I think his aggressiveness, and I saw it the first day. Remember I told you, like, he was getting blocked, I think, with Storm Norton, and literally he told Norton, hey, we're not going to have that. You know, and it was like, this is day one. So I like that. I like the fact that all of that is going on with our team. We will fill you in on all the blanks and things that went over the weekend. But one guy we haven't heard from is our owner, Arthur Blank. And he was on with Steve Wyche, buddy, friend of the show. NFL Network was there. For many of you who went to training camp, you guys got a chance to see that. They went around the league. It was really cool with exclusive coverage as they went all over the country. But Arthur Blank, Mike, talked about his expectation for this team. We want to know what the owner thinks. Here's what he said.
Well, you know, there always is. From a fan standpoint, a player standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, we expect to be competitive. We expect to be, you know, in the running all year. We definitely want to get to the playoffs. That's obviously our goal. And everybody understands that. So we have a plan, and we're going to work it and execute it and hopefully come out with the results that we want to see as the year goes on.
He's never, ever said, this is the amount of wins I expect. He's never said we will be in a Super Bowl. But he always says that we need to be competitive and we need to play better, especially after the last seven seasons. I thought the most interesting thing that he said, and I don't know if this is a slip, Mike, or not, but you talk about being brutally honest, and it's something we've discussed, which tells us he's probably discussed it with his head coach. When Arthur Blank was asked about Raheem and the job that he's done so far, listen closely to what he said.
You know, Raheem is certainly an experienced coach. He's been in the NFL for you know over half his lifetime probably, and touched bases in a lot of places, learned a lot, et cetera, et cetera. And I think last year was a good year for him. Probably he would say he learned some things that he probably could do better. I think he's going to study harder on time management, see if we can get a little more focus on that this year. He can constantly find ways to get better.
Study harder on time management.
Something that, I argued about with the coach after that Commanders loss. And that was sort of the moment where it really came to the forefront. And just, you know, consistency when you go for it, when you don't. I thought early in the year he was aggressive. And then later, like the Minnesota game, he stopped being aggressive and consistent with it. So, I mean, I'm glad the owner's talking about it, things that you and I and a lot of the fans are talking about.
Yeah, look, you don't become a billionaire not being a straight shooter. Arthur Blank is that. And I think in those private moments, Mike, he probably told Raheem, it's not good enough.
Right.
And we got to be better. And so for him to own that, look, it's not a bad thing. There are things we all need to work on in our jobs. The thing is, when Ra got the job, you felt good because he had been here before, not here in Atlanta. He had been a head coach. But I also think, Mike, you get the job and then you get in there and things are different. They always are. Everybody thinks they're ready for it. Mm. And then you get back in there and you're like, yeah. And then you realize, oh, man, I might have missed that. The attention to detail is real. And if you are not in tune with that as a head football coach in the NFL, you're not going to last long. Your team is not going to be as good as it needs to be, and you're probably going to blow some games. So that is good to hear from the owner, and we have to think that knowing that's coming from Arthur Blank, Mike, that the focus for Raheem will be there this year.
Hey, everybody's got to be better. Carl said it. I mean, there's guys. Are you giving 110? I know it sounds cliched. It sounds kind of trite. We hear it in the work environment. Are you being the best Carl and Mike you can be? Well, we often hear about Pitts being the best Pitts he can be. Interesting to hear Shannon Sharp, by the way, on with Andy Randy. He thinks if he can stay healthy, he could have a monster year. By the way, I thought Pitts was hurt in 22, wasn't really 100% in 23, and now we're still dealing with it, worried about him being healthy? I mean, what was last year?
Well, the assistant general manager, when I spoke to him before camp, said to me, and the interview's online somewhere, guys, you can go check it out, 92.9 The Game, but he said to me, Mike, that injury was more serious than we thought. Not not them, us.
Right.
And I don't think now there are any lingering issues, but I do think it was a two-year deal. I do think it kind of might explains what happened over the last couple of seasons. Coming off the injury was one thing. Then going into last year, he was not completely healthy, and therefore you – I don't know, Mike. I don't want to say they didn't do some things with him that they wanted to, because at the end of the season, he looked healthy to me.
Right.
But it feels that way. And that was coming from the assistant GM. Either way, he looks healthy, guys. You saw him at camp, guys. You see how big he is. You see all the things we've talked about over the last couple of years with Kyle Pitts. I just need him to be a dude. I just need him to be a monster. And if he lives up to it, this team is going to be very difficult to stop. And that's why I loved what Michael Penix said last week when he said, I think we should be the best offense in the league. That's putting pressure on guys to live up to it. 404-726-0929. You can always text us. Find us on social media as well. He's Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station, 929 The Game, on all social media platforms, guys. Stay up on everything that's going on, including the Atlanta Falcons.
This team is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I think the energy we've talked a lot about, you know, up Thursday, there was a huge crowd. You got there about a half hour before I did. And to see basically the streets just back to bumper to bumper. And it was the same thing early on Saturday. D-Led showed some video of folks already lined up in their folding chairs waiting to get in at like 7:30 in the morning. So I think that comes back to the, I'm going to call it the Michael Penix Jr. factor combined with the draft. Finally, I think Falcon fans have been screaming for this organization. And again, this predates Terry Fontenot, but Fontenot, you know, went offense so many years. To finally address the needs, to finally get a badass Georgia Bulldog on this team, and looking like you've really maybe finally turning the corner with the personnel. And then we see James Pierce Jr. I joke around with Carl all the time. Love a guy being the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah. You know, busting out. That's the edge. We always talk about wanting guys with edge, you know. And sometimes it can be, you know, Carl, it doesn't have to be a street thing. Just a guy who just brings an intensity. And that's what we're so far it seems like we're getting from James Pierce Jr.
Yeah. Guys, I like what I'm seeing from him so far. Again, it's just a few days in. And we're going to find out more Tuesday. You know why? Full pads. Live. We're going to find out a little bit more. Because guys get a little bit edgier. They get a little bit more aggressive. And guess what? Not trying to hurt your own guys, but you got to show out a little bit. And so we're about to find out a little bit more. But I like what I'm really seeing from him. Somebody asked me about Jalen Walker the other day, and I said the exact same thing I said just moments ago. I think Pierce is a little bit in front because he's doing what he's always done. Jalen is going to be doing some different things than he did in college. And on top of that, Mike, this is a new defense. Right? Jeff Ulbrich said, we're not doing the things we did last year. Jeff Ulbrich's coming in here and letting you guys know whatever you thought we were going to do, we're not doing that. But more importantly, we're certainly not doing what we did when we were here in 16. We're going to be adjusting to the league accordingly, and therefore a guy like Jalen Walker is going to be doing some different things.
Yeah, man, you said it. Guys are sick and tired of hitting each other, and then we get in the pads. We'll be up there tomorrow, first day of padded practice for the Falcons. And don't forget, guys, following week, we're going to have the Titans in town. They play the Lions first week, right? Is that who's our first week opponent preseason? Is it Lions?
It is Lions.
Yeah, and then it's the Titans. But they're going to have that joint practice with Tennessee. And that's I can't wait to be up there to see some of that, Carl, because that's when you really kind of see what you got.
Yeah, because there you're literally going after somebody that's not your teammate. And also, these other guys are trying to make jobs. They're trying to get jobs, should I say. And, yeah, I think that's always a good experience when these teams get a chance to practice against each other. We got a lot of Falcon stuff to talk about today, including the Darnell Mooney injury. We told you Friday before we left the show, this is what we suspected had happened, and then it did. And so Mooney is out for a few weeks. We don't know, Mike, the extent of this shoulder injury, but it made total sense why they ended up signing DJ Shark, and that happened on Friday, literally as the show was going on. So he's been in attendance, but he is not practiced with the 11-on-11 yet. So you have yet to see DJ Shark. But they said also, I think it was Terry Fontenot, that they were interested in him before they actually signed him. So that's interesting because I feel pretty good about
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At our receiving core.
But that's more size. I mean, yeah. More height element because, you know, when he came out, we talked about it yesterday, he was what, 6? He is 6'3", but he was a 4'3", 4' guy. Just can't stay healthy. So it's going to be a small contract, you know, as far as a one-year deal. But, you know, you've got an insurance policy. But the idea of all that and Mooney still here, that, I mean, all of a sudden, that's interesting. And if Pitts can be the best Pitts he can be, that's a lot of weapons for Michael Penix Jr., man.
That is, Tim Bell.
This is Andrew Perloff with a sportsman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.